And what does it have to do with the history of a gay rights movement that made its bones, to use a term from super old term, kids look up making your bones, bones equals money, that made their bones in part by excluding undesirable queer populations from their organizations and from their causes. So, yeah, we're seeing today the playing out of those earlier dynamics.
All right, so we're in the midst of a really good and I think important conversation, but
okay, what
we're also at time.
Oh God!
So that happened very quickly. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna just keep talking.
Okay, great.
And we're gonna make a part two of this.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this show in this moment, you're like, wait, there was information that I wanted to know, and I was just finally being engaged with all of y'all's shenanigans.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Sister's gone,
somebody's
brother never will come home, father passed away,
somebody's
child won't see another day.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org. And the time is 7:02, and Cabaret is next.
Good evening. You are tuned to the Cabaret Show here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. My name is George. Every Monday night, we bring you local music of various styles and genres. Tonight is no exception. We're going to hear some music from The High Strangeness and talk with them in a little bit.
All right, welcome. We are The High Strangeness, and we're going to do some songs for you. These are songs,
noise.
Some noise. It's a little bit loud, but feel free if you're at home and say you've got an old guitar in the corner or a piano maybe in the room, feel free to join in on your own small scale and be a part of the magic that hopefully will happen here. So thanks for tuning in. Thank you, KGNU, for having us. And here we go.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning into the Cabaret, we have the High Strangeness with us here this evening, talking with Rob Linders. Do you want to introduce the rest of the band?
Absolutely. We have myself, Rob Linder, playing keyboards and electronics. Mr. Steve George over here playing the guitar. The what kind of guitar you got there? Schefter? Schecter?
Ernest Shackleton Schecter.
Yes, very nice guitar. And he's playing it pretty well. He's got a lot of effects, which is a thing that we like to play with.
The guitar is very shiny as well.
It is. It's freshly polished just for tonight.
I buy things for the color.
It's a shiny object. It's very distracting, but we get through it, you know. And then Mr. Scott Hill playing the bass guitar. Welcome. I want to fall into DJ mode because I...
Right.
Anyway.
It's okay.
So, Scott's got the huge Ampeg Heritage amp. It's a beautiful device as well, pumping a lot of decibels.
Is that a five-string fretless?
Yes.
He's just sliding all over the place.
That's right.
It's oiled up as well, too. It's nice and shiny. Jason... what's your last name again, Jason?
Bradley.
Thank you. Jason Bradley, the guy with two first names, playing the drums rather well, too. Thank you. And he's got a nice, shiny drum set as well. It's got kind of a orangish and dark wood, kind of burnt amber, I'd say. He's got pearl inlay.
Is it?
Nice. All right. So, that was us doing one of our tracks. What do we call that one? Nature of Reality. Ooh, it's kind of mysterious. So the name High Strangeness, because I can anticipate what your next question is going to be, asking about the name, the High Strangeness. Where does that come from?
Sure.
And, well, let me tell you, George.
I was just like today planning. I'm like, you know, where did that name? You Google it and you get all kinds of weird results.
That's precisely one of the reasons that inspired it was we're into... studying and exploring the paranormal to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And we came across this term, actually, Scott, more directly, came across this term, the high strangeness. And basically, it's used to describe kind of the undescribable. So things that happen out there in the world, in the universe, that no one can explain. Strange lights or things moving on their own. Above and beyond the strange. Is the high strangeness. And it's kind of apropos for what we do, would be considered strange by many a delicate ear, possibly.
Indeed. And there's a large, like, improvisational element to what you're playing. Do your songs have kind of a theme or something at their core, or are you just inventing everything on the fly?
It's pretty much, yeah, it's on the fly. I like to think of it as like surfing, if I can use this analogy. And these guys have all heard it before because it really struck to me kind of what we do. And me and Scott have been doing this for a long time. We met actually through KGNU, James, who used to do a late night show, Jazz and Beyond. Mm-hmm. He was playing a CD of Scott's first band called The Outer Drive. Actually, Steve and George, or Scott and Steve. We're both in Outer Drive, and James was playing this disc on the air when I was coming in, and I asked him, who is this band? He's like, oh, it's these guys, Scott Hill and Steve George, and they've got this band, Outer Drive, and they get together every once in a while up in the mountains. He's got a recording studio, and they get together and record these crazy jams that just go on, and I was instantly like, wow, that's amazing, because I was kind of discovering improvisational music myself at the time, and it sounded really interesting to be able to play just off the top of your head, you know, kind of freeform. But back to my surfing analogy, I don't know how I got so far off track there, but so I think what we do is like surfing, where you kind of get out in the ocean and you paddle out and you kind of float around a little bit, kind of taking in the environment, looking what's kind of coming up and deciding to make your move. And then when you make your move, you stand up and you get on top of the wave and you're riding it in. And, you know, you ride it for as long as you can go. And then, you know, the ocean just, you know, you get to the shore, the wave fizzles out or whatever, but you just, you get back on your board and you paddle back out and you try again. And that's kind of what we do is we start out playing and we're just kind of paddling around looking for a sound or, just for a connection, you know, one of us will pick it up and then we'll connect. And then, you know, it kind of comes together very organically. And we ride that once we kind of get in sync and we're in tune and we can all feel what's going on, we're riding that wave. And then eventually, you know, as all things that require balance of some sort, it kind of falls over and, fizzles out a little bit, but then you paddle back out and you try again. And that's kind of the structure of what we do is we're just catching waves one after the other and, Sonic waves. That's right.
Sound. Well, I guess, you know, sound waves are not unlike ocean waves, right?
Surf and sound waves. It is very similar. If you want to break it down to the quantum physics level.
And you told me you guys have been playing together, kind of jamming for a long time, and then I guess your skills at surfing got sufficiently adequate, you know, playing with one another to
start
exactly. Taking this out to the North Shore.
Yeah, I mean, originally we really did just start doing it just for ourselves, for our own entertainment, just for the love of getting together. Because it's an exhilarating feeling when you catch that wave and you're all in it, and none of you discussed anything. You just connect. You know, it's great, and I just love doing it. And so I've always, and Scott loves doing it, and George Jason Bradley. we've been playing together a long time. Yeah. Yeah. I know him better. You know, I could hear a drum a half a mile away and I would know that it's Jason because that's how well I know him. That's Jason's snare. I can just tell. Did you hear that ring?
Right.
And Scott is hard to miss. When he starts playing the bass, it's unlike any other bass player I've ever been around, and he really kind of he's almost the wave master, if you will, because he really just he brought us all together, so it's really kind of Scott's thing.
So he's the guy on the jet ski pulling you out.
Exactly. Yeah. But Scott's been gracious enough over the years to keep having us over, and he from time to time will look up musicians on one of the websites that he used to go to find other musicians. Musician's Friend, was that what it was? And so Scott has been hosting these for 10, 15 years, probably. 15 years.
Plus.
And he'll just put out a call for musicians, you know, just saying very directly what he's doing. You know, it's just all improv, you know, you come in and see if you fit in. And this band is the culmination of 15 years of doing that. So... when you think about it, when you get right down to it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're right here tonight with
right
us.
Here tonight.
You're on the cabaret.
It's all led to this moment, our entire lives, to right now.
Yeah.
Now you're making me nervous.
Who brought us here. Thank you, KGNU.
So once again, with us on the cabaret tonight, The High Strangeness. You got another set of music for us?
Yeah. You guys ready to paddle out again?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to barge in here and make you end on a crescendo. That was...
No. That's, you know, sometimes it's what happens. We just go with the flow. Yeah. You know? And it adds an interesting element, too, because you never know when the hammer's going to come down. Right. And so that adds a little element of excitement to it, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in on the Cabaret, this is the High Strangeness with us. We got about a little bit more time for, don't put away instruments quite yet,
yeah,
unless you're finished. Yeah,
we
gotta
like
still gotta play out. Yeah, good 5 minutes or 10 minutes left.
Wow, what should we do for 5 minutes?
Well, let's talk about your website first and gigs. Let's tell the listeners, give the listeners what they want, and then we'll give them what they really want.
Right on.
And we'll come up with a theme in the meantime.
Okay. Well, the website is highstrangeness.com. High-strangeness. HIGH-STRANGENESS.com. You can also, if you listen on the internet, you can go to the KGNU website, and I believe there'll be a link in the Cabaret show notes.
Correct. I think I did your Facebook on the...
Oh, okay.
Or did I do... I can't remember. I'll do both. Either way, it'll be there by tomorrow.
Things are rolling out kind of... we're making things happen. Things are coming together. What we would like to do eventually is have free music, a rotating library of music that comes up on our website, and people can just go download it. And like I said, we're recording every week, so we've got material just, you know... It's just keeps coming, so you know we're not too precious about it, and we're happy to share it for anyone who cares to listen. So,
all right. Once again, the High Strangeness. Thanks for coming down and being with us here tonight.
Thank you for having us. This has been fantastic. It's a beautiful room to be playing in.
Right.
The KGNU studio, volunteer run, and supported. And they've put together this beautiful venue for us, so we're very happy. Yeah. Thank you to the community and supports KGNU.
So for a theme, we talked about surfing. Should we do another sport?
How about freestyle snowboarding?
Freestyle snowboarding it is. So.
All right, in honor of the Winter Olympics.
Right. So why don't you go ahead and play us out. Coming up at the top of the hour will be a classic Monday, but until then, the High Strangeness here on the Cabaret.
All right, thank you.
13 seconds past 8 o'clock, an amazing group there that we were just hearing on our cabaret show that could that actually can make the walls thump between our very soundproof rooms here at KGNU. We are KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org. A shift of gears right now as we go to a classic Monday. I'm Chris Moore, and I'll be your host. Lots of orchestral music, some vocal music, some opera, all mixed in together for the next 2 hours. Thanks for joining us here, and thanks for being a part of KGNU, either as a listener or especially for those of you who are members of KGNU and support us in a very direct kind of way. So I don't know if I'd said the time, but if I didn't, it's one minute past 8 o'clock. Been getting around a lot recently. There's so much happening at this time of the year culturally, and one of the things that's happening that was a real high point for me from the ballet world is the Colorado Ballet. And if you just go to coloradoballet.org, you can find out about some really great music and great dancing that is happening right now. It just opened this weekend. It'll be going for a couple weeks, so get your tickets as soon as you can at coloradoballet.org for Prokofiev's Cinderella. Some of the most magnificent music ever written for the ballet. Just brilliant. And it's done with a live orchestra, and a very good orchestra with some really fine conducting. And the dancing is gorgeous. The dancers and their movements are beautiful, and the sets are beautiful. And the other thing that's amazing is that it's a lot funnier than I remembered Cinderella to be. The stepsisters. I won't ruin it for you, but I really want you to go and see the two stepsisters. They kind of steal the show almost. So I'd like to play some music of Prokofiev from the end of Act One of Cinderella. This is the Russian National Orchestra conducted by Mikhail Pletnev, kind of in honor of the Sochi Olympics, too. While we're at it, we'll just kind of throw that random connection in. But definitely hear this Russian ballet, and I can promise you, you'll enjoy it very much. You will not be disappointed. You'll be surprised at how inventive and creative and wonderful this work of classical ballet actually is.